Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric Clapton bringing us back 23 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're going to do our best to help you out. When you get there, you can read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes on any topic. Challenge your opportunity under the Small Business Sun. Please subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Lots of stuff. We'll keep you busy when you get there. Elise Bennett is our guest. Her website is marketing-mentor.com. You can find her new book, The Creative Professional's Guide to Making Money, a guide to money, I should say. And that's available all over the place. Elise, thank you for hanging out with us. We're talking about, you're helping us understand the importance of and some of the best practices of following up with people after you meet them. Give us some of the other tips.
Well, I think what we were talking about actually during the break about doing something simple and the fact that we can all always do a much better job at follow-up because it's so important, but it doesn't have to be a big deal. And I think what's important is letting people stay in touch with you in the ways that they prefer. So if they want to be on your email list, which you should definitely have, then invite them to do that. If they want to follow you on Twitter, invite them to that. If they want to link with you on LinkedIn, invite them to do that. Like, give them all the options and let them choose. I think that's important.
Well, I do too, and I agree with you, and I've told people this before that, you know, especially us older guys, you know, typically if I reach out to somebody, automatically, until I get to know them, I'm going to send them an email. Mm-hmm. But you and I both know there are 20-somethings out there who only use email when somebody makes them. You know, they either text or they use one of the social media platforms. I mean, I have customers that prefer that I contact them on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Now, my point is I have to know that. I have to find that out. And then I have to try to do that because if they're a customer, I got to do what they want me to do, right?
Absolutely. And you got to give them all the options and let them choose. And that's why I think, you know, the very basics of a simple follow-up message is just take all those business cards, input them into your database. I personally, you may disagree with me about this, but I think if you've met someone in person, you have the right to add them to your list and send them something that says, I'm adding you to my list. If you don't like it, you can take yourself off. But this is how I am going to stay in touch with you.
Well, then the thing is that a lot of people don't even tell me they're going to send me stuff. They just send me stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you care?
Well, I kind of do. It doesn't make me mad or anything, but I guess I'm still of the old opt-in school of thought. but I have to say that I think that's probably an old school thing that's probably passé now.
I think so because I have clients who, when they do their follow-up and they ask, "Do you want to be on my email list, or do you want me to stay in touch with you?" The people don't necessarily respond, which doesn't necessarily mean no.
Yeah.
And that's why, because we're getting things from so many different angles and we're bombarded, we can't respond to everything. And we prioritize what we respond to.
Right.
And so the lack of response doesn't necessarily mean no. And I think that's why the opt-out is better these days.
Right. Yeah. Well, I have to say that this is an evolving thing here, the decision. But you know, I'm more concerned, at least, with not so much with the regular thing like the newsletter or whatever. I'm more concerned with just the basic reconnection, personal connection, quick email, quick handwritten note, something to get back with people the first time. And here's I guess the thing that I want to, maybe this will motivate people. You and I both meet somebody, and we know good and well that that person's going to be a good person for us to know. Somewhere down the road, a day from now or a year from now, that person is going to be somebody I'm going to want to reach out and touch. If the first time they hear from me when I actually need that touch, after I've met them, is when I need it, then that's not a good thing. They need to have had some kind of a contact from me where I didn't want anything, I didn't ask anything. If I did anything, I asked them if I could help them.
Right,
if you've done that first, then you can reach out and say, hey, by the way, could you help me with this? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, definitely. I mean, that's the whole point of, in my opinion, all of the material that all of us are now self-publishing as our marketing is to be generous and give people information they can use,
right,
thereby positioning you or me as someone who can help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
When they're ready.
Well, and the other thing is if you reach out to someone like that, and let's say that it's someone that, maybe is a little more powerful than you, more experienced, more well-known than you, and you ask them, what can I do to help you, at least, they might actually come up with something, and how cool would that be?
That would be great.
I mean, and I have friends like that, and I always say, well, what can I do to help you? And they say, oh, we're good. And I say, well, you know, you never know. The mouse can help the lion sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Elise, give us that website again, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
The Creative Professional's Guide to Money. That's the new book from Elise Bennett. Hey, Elise, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. It was fun, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Elise Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.